guarantee it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes,
here's the good news. Welcome to a St. Patrick's Day edition of Not Necessarily the News, where every story is just a wee bit Irish. A welcome to our Hank fans out there streaming, seeing what they can hear on our Hank Facebook Live. Join the comments. Have fun, everybody. And soon it'll be welcome back home. As yesterday, just after midnight up there at the International Space Station, the crew from SpaceX arrived to replace the astronauts that have been stranded up there for 9+ months.
We miss you.
Yep, Suni and Butch will get to come home after more than 9 months up there. They were supposed to be up there for a week. We all know that. Boeing stranded them. And didn't deliver their luggage. It was pretty bad.
Rude.
Yeah. Now
they
got to pay
fees. For that?
Yep. The fees are definitely in order.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, they came in and they'll be back. NASA's a little vague on this. You'd think they'd know a little more. But probably early Wednesday. So they will make a splashdown and come back home.
That's a long trip.
By the way, when the other crew showed up, the existing crew right there, because there's others with Butch and Suni that are there and actually can go home and stuff like that.
They're all hanging out in their International Space Station club.
One of the Russian cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station, when the new crew arrived and came through the hatch, he wore an alien mask.
Oh!
Just to mess with him. I wonder, where did he get the mask? Did he take it up there? Is this planned out?
You got a pack.
Does Amazon deliver all the way up? I mean, Bezos has got his ship. By the way, also in space travel news, Elon says the first mission to Mars will launch next year.
Oh!
From SpaceX. I wonder how long they'll be up there.
Oof.
Keep that mask handy. We may need it to blend in. So, best of luck.
Seeing, you know, KB, I know you were very excited about seeing Wendy Williams on The View last week. And the former talk show host had quite a bit to say. Now, she's been very reclusive for months, if not years at this point. Rumors continue to swirl that she's battling dementia. But is that actually the truth? She chimed in to talk about her current situation with the panel.
It is a locked unit. Like, they have to use keys, the people who work here, to open it, to take the elevator downstairs. I am not permitted to do anything but stay on this floor. The memory unit floor, where the people are 90 and 80 and 70. Look, I'm 60, and I don't even know what a memory unit is. Why am I here? You know what I'm saying? Where people don't remember anything.
She sounds pretty with it.
That should be terrifying for everyone.
I thought she was going to be on the set on The View, but
I
guess...
That's what I thought, too. Because she's been out and about, so they stuck her back inside. What is going on over there?
Don't make me watch The View. Please don't make me watch The View. We got some sports over the weekend. Yes, sports update. Thank you. Congratulations to the number 21 in the Cup Series race yesterday in Las Vegas. His first ever win. And this guy, you talk about an underdog. Josh Berry wins his first ever NASCAR race. Wins it pretty decisively yesterday in Las Vegas. And that's by the number 21 legendary Wood Brothers team. So congrats. A bit of a shocker to everybody. And then yesterday was Selection Sunday, baby. March Madness tournament this week. I know you're big into it, Heather.
Oh,
Lane.
Yeah. It's the seeds, right?
The, yes.
It's like planting season in Texas.
It's in a somewhat.
Some good Lantana going.
Yeah, the brackets came out yesterday, and actually the game starts soon, like tomorrow. But the March Madness NCAA basketball tournament will kick off this week. The betting favorites, Florida out there. Only slightly over Duke, you got Auburn and Houston. By the way, those are your top four seeds. Texas also made it in it. In the women's tournament, too, also cranking up this week, South Carolina is a favorite. But do not sleep on TCU. Landed a number two seed and will host a couple of games right here. So
that's exciting.
Go Frogs on that. Yeah, and we will. This is, of course, the annual time of the of the year on the show where we say we're going to fill out brackets and do fun stuff on the air, but we forget.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so make sure to forget this week.
Okay, well, Mark Phillips can remind us. He sent an email about the whole thing, and I didn't really know.
We'll still forget.
Justin Bieber having some serious issues lately. He's not looking too good. He's seriously skinny. Posting about feeling like he's drowning. He needs to let go and has even talked about moving overseas. So what do you do first? Well, you got to go to Disneyland. He was spotted at the happiest place on earth over the weekend with his longtime wife, Haley, his buddy, Kid Leroy, a few others, and they all enjoyed some time on the Toy Story ride, wore some Mickey ears, and, you know, Justin doing Justin things. He flashed a very special finger for the cameras and then posted it. It was 294 million followers.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day weekend fun!
Behave yourself.
I don't think that'll help our relations with Canada, which are tenuous right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Think about what you're doing, Bieber.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm playing this music for this, but either way. Also, big things happening over the weekend. When Don Gorski of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, set a record, his own record, world record probably, eating on Saturday his 35,000 Big Mac burger.
Ooh.
Don's a Big Mac enthusiast, if you couldn't tell already, and has been reportedly eating two Big Macs a day for almost 50 years. He ate his first Big Mac on May 17th, 1972. Said he got it up to nine Big Macs a day in the early 70s. That was back in the day right there, Don said. But he's kept every receipt from his meals to prove this. McDonald's has verified it. But Don attributes his remarkably good health, he says, to walking 6 miles a day.
Wow.
To McDonald's, unfortunately, but that's where he walks. You know, at least he's out there.
So I don't know if you've heard about this, but there is an alleged Guinness shortage on St. Patrick's
Day.
That's
not well-timed.
Yeah, I know. Let's not panic. However, some pubs may not have enough on tap for all these festivities. Now, what is it? 39% of us apparently plan to drink a Guinness today. Are you going to drink a Guinness?
I mean, the fact that it's on a Monday mutes it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have one readily available. But if one magically appeared, might partake.
Yeah, 30% of us plan to attend a party. Over a third will be drinking Irish whiskey, and almost half of us believed in leprechauns growing up. And we could have an interview with one today.
We might. We might. That'd
Breaking
be later
news.
On in the 8 o'clock hour. I don't know if my mom's on the Hank Facebook Live this morning, but brace yourself and somebody check on her afterwards. The Kohl's cash you've been earning, you might want to use it soon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, on the heels of just about everything, you know, and stuff like that. Kohl's announced it would be closing down nearly 24 of their underperforming stores by early April. Texas is among the states, but there's only one that will be closed, and that is actually North Dallas on Preston Road. But as they start closing, we saw this with the Big Lots. You know, couple start, and the Joann's
start dropping like flies. Oh, don't even get me started about Joann's.
Call it the Bed Bath & Beyond effect now. Yeah, so there you go. Mom, you probably should return whichever you're going to return to Kohl's soon. Because she'll do that. She'll buy something, and then like 90% of the time, it's returned.
Or maybe she'll just give it to you because she knows that you're not going to want it. Then she can return it anyway.
And then, they're not closing, but they're being doged voluntarily. The United States Postal Service will lay off 10,000 people over the next month and implement new rules in effect on April 1st. That'll affect rates, arrival guarantees, and deadlines. In fact, they announced over the weekend the new USPS deadline for standard shipping for arrival by Christmas is now June.
Wake up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.